the committee in London is recommending, we believe, that it be banned from Monday, and that the orders in council will be laid before Parliament and the Lords within a few days. Provided, of course, an election isn't called, which could be the one difficulty. If that happens, then that would be delayed for 6 weeks.
And Jim, even when a ban does come into the UK, it's not due to be banned here in the Republic until June. So are you worried that people in the north can cross the border and still buy it in bulk here in the Republic?
Absolutely. I mean, someone in Strabane, for instance, could walk across the bridge into Lifford and buy quantities of this. And, you know, that does worry me, and I think that there should be direct contact between ministers in the Republic and in Northern Ireland to see if the Republic could bring their legislation into line with us, because that's an obvious loophole. And it's a drug dealer's charter to start bringing in vast quantities of this across the border, and that does worry me.
And when a ban comes in, will it go far enough? You know, another legal high could just come along.
Absolutely, and indeed, it's a cat-and-mouse experience that the advisory authorities have up here, because no sooner do you ban a product that they change the chemical composition slightly and give it a new name. So what the committee at the Assembly was asking for yesterday was that we ban a class of drugs, including which all included core components. So therefore, they couldn't simply move on and do a bit of tweaking with the chemical composition. That's the only way we can bring this under control. Secondly, could I say to the shopkeepers in both the Republic and Northern Ireland who are selling this stuff, would you wise up and realise what you're doing to the health of our young people? It is absolutely ridiculous that shops, two examples I have, a shop selling jeans and methadone, and a shop selling greeting cards and methadone. Now, there's no way that someone looking plant food is going to go into either store, so surely these people must know exactly what they're doing and the consequences. They could set a principle by stopping to selling it openly and save the lives of our young people north and south.
Now, you're trying to put a message here across these shopkeepers. How do you put the message across to young people themselves?
Well, up here in Northern Ireland, I don't know what the situation is in Donegal or the Republic, but there's a massive campaign here to educate young people through the local media as to the enormous damage that this can cause to their health, both directly and also leading to suicidal tendencies, and that's taken the lives of several people in the province. All we can do is warn young people, make it illegal, try and drive it out of our shops. But at the minute, I could walk into any one of half a dozen head shops in Belfast and order an unlimited quantity of this. That is ridiculous. That must stop immediately.
You said there you want to educate young people, but surely the warnings would probably just fall on deaf ears.
Well, at least we should make it as difficult as possible for the young people to obtain it in the first place. And at the minute, it's one of the few damaging drugs that you and I can walk in and buy 20, 30 packets if we want to and pass it on to young people, and there's nothing anyone can do about it. And that's just a ridiculous situation.